The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
Like I promised you, let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on Home Show Radio. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I was calling. My electricity contract expires in June, and we only use over 1,000 kilowatts 5 months out of the year, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what kind of contract to use, and then also, you know, whether to lock in for 24 or 36 months. And I've heard you talk about contracts and stuff before, so I wanted to check with you.
I just did it. It's a tricky year this year, and you're in a bad spot being in June, but I think I can get a way to get you out of that. The best thing, ideally, is if you could switch every April. Beginning of April,
okay.
End of March is by far where you'd want to do it. And I would not recommend ever going to a 24. 12-month is fine because it's pretty steady. One thing about Texas with our own grid and stuff, we have a pretty steady market. It's up a little bit right now, like half a penny or so. So we're going to pay a little bit more for the next short period of time. But the election should calm everybody down no matter what happens. Things should calm down. As far as what you're probably going to do, I don't know when in June, but if I were you, I would look at to get the cheapest rate you can, because it's going to be around June when you do it, so you don't have to pay a walkout fee. I would look at the 3 to 5 month contracts.
Oh,
because
okay.
They're really low. And what you do is, I want to get you out of that summer. And you might have to do that twice. And I want to get you back into the March, April role. I'm doing the same thing. I actually went through mine runs out in April. And usually I go a 12 month, but I'm going a 5 month because I saved a half a penny. I'm down to 7.5 cents, and it'll get me through mid September. And then I'll go another short term. The short terms are always really cheap. Compared to the 12-month, you'll be able to get into a better buying rate and then go back to a 12-month rate. And that's exactly how I do it on mine, and it works out really well for me. But right now, you can't do much because of June. If you're not going to save enough doing it now, and I'm not sure what you pay, but I doubt you will save enough now to justify the walkout fee.
Oh, okay. So I wait till June and then look to do maybe a 5.
Do you know what you're paying for the? Yeah. Do you know what you're paying for your power right now, as far as just the power per kilowatt hour?
No, I don't know offhand.
Okay, you got to find that out. If it's 16 cents or something, then it's worth paying. And if you have a $20 a month walkout fee, it's worth getting out early, mm-hmm. because you're just wasting your money. Going through the end of the contract. I've done that twice in my shopping career of electricity. I've been doing it for 20 years now, or maybe 15. But as far as that goes, I would like to know that. If you do find out, just look at your bill,
yeah.
Not what you pay total, although I could extrapolate it out of the total, or what you're paying just for your electricity. It should be on your bill. If you can call me next week, I can probably walk you through it, and maybe I can help you make a decision to even switch quicker now for a 5 month contract. And in the 5 months, you'll save your walkout fee and more, depending what your walkout fee is.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. I'll look that up and give you a call. Are you going to be on?
Yeah.
Next
give me
week?
That info today. We're going to be done here pretty quick, but next week I'm on the air. So I'm on Easter weekend. I'm working, man. Everybody else is going home, and I was going to say, Tom, can you work? I said, yeah, I'll work. I'm here in my house. I'll do the show. Why not? Anybody needs a little entertainment on Easter. I'll do my part. Lord, I'm going to do my part too. So,
I will call next week.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I'll work on holidays. Why not? This isn't really work to me. This is talking with my friends. and telling you about other friends like my friends at Right Touch Electrical. That's what I do here on the radio. This is never going to be work to me, even though I like the pay I get from it. And I appreciate all of you, because everyone who listens, you are my best friend. Because of you, I have great sponsors that you use and are certified home show pros. And they support the show, and I get a paycheck every month. And it helps pay my rent. So, you know, you do good things and the money will follow. That's what I mentor a lot of young people, and that's some of the things I teach them about money. It's not about money. It's about what you do. The money will follow. Just do good things. Right Touch Electrical always does good things when it comes to fixing your electrical problems. Will is a super nice guy. In fact, when they started Right Touch Electrical, him and his friend Gary were in church, and everybody in his church, because he's real strong with his church community, and they're always asking him, hey, Will, can you come out and fix this? Do you have someone who can fix that? And Gary and him, coming out of church one day, said, you know, why don't we just start a company and do service work? All these people need us, and we can do really good work for them. And he said, yeah, sure, let's do it. And that's how it started. They came to me, and now it's 10-year anniversary, but they came to me and they said, Tom, can we want to get on your show? Your quality, we want to start our business. I usually don't take startups. I said, these guys are just too genuine. I'm going to do it. And now we've become all friends. Because I always become friends with my certified pros. Look at the Dutton family. Has been with me for 40 years when it comes to some other of the companies. But as far as that goes, if you need electrical work done, and now's their 10-year anniversary, do it this month. And if you need a new breaker panel, if you do it this month on their 10-month anniversary, you have to call them tomorrow and get it set up. You'll get a free surge protector. They'll install that. That's a $1,000 deal. And they'll install that with the new breaker panel. But they're servicing the people of Houston when it comes to electrical problems, and they're electricians licensed by the state of Texas, every single one of them. And there's more than just two now, I'll guarantee you that. They do a fantastic job. You will like all the people that work for them. Right Touch Electrical, you can find them at homeshowradio.com. If you have electrical problems at your home, don't call anybody else but Right Touch Electrical.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Arctic Insulation Solutions for year-round comfort with radiant barrier technology. Mueller Steel Buildings. Made in America. Made to last. HoustonForLease.com. They put the ease in leasing management. Everything included. No surprises.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, 281-833-3333. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. I have a question about hinges. I've got two different problems. One is standard interior door hinge, and someone sprung the hinges. And I was wondering, is it possible to realign them yourself, or basically the simplest thing just to get new hinges?
When you say they sprung them, I'm not sure what you mean by sprung.
Well, instead of just the door closing straight against the jamb, you have to press. It's like it's the hinges have been bent a little bit, and the door...
I see. Okay, so the hinges have been bent.
Somebody takes a door off, and then when they put it back up, it's in a bind or something, and they don't put it together and repin it properly.
If it's simple to do, I'd replace them. I would just go buy new hinges and put them on. Now, one of the things that there's a little trick to it, I don't know if I can explain it enough on the you take a crescent wrench and you pull the pin out of it, and you take the crescent wrench and you bend the hinge back away from the opening where it's binding, and then you pop the and you only do it with two of the little areas where the pin goes through, and then you force the pin back through there, and sometimes it'll pull the door back. But I'd have to show you more than tell you on the radio to get that clear. But as far as that goes, buying those hinges are so cheap, whether they're a rounded corner or the 3.5 inch or 4 inch, you can measure them. Yeah. And to just take one at a time and replace them would be so much easier to do.
Crescent wrench idea is kind of what I was getting at. So I've got time, so I may play around with that. Thank you on that one.
Okay, yeah. You know how you have these opposing ones? Do the one on the jamb and pull the two areas where the pins go through. They're kind of separated like little fingers. Just bend them back, and then they won't quite line up, but then knock that pin down in there, and sometimes it'll pull it all back. I just did the door the other night at my house. I always said, a door sticking, so I'm over there with a crescent wrench. And make sure you check all the screws and make sure they're good and tight.
Sure.
That's it.
The other hinge is cabinet hinge. It seems they're 40 years old probably, and they still work fine, but they have a little plastic roller on the wire spring, and it squeaks and squeaks and squeaks. And the question is, graphite lubricant? A wet lubricant's just going to pick up dirt and dust again. So any recommendations there?
I'd use what we do in garage doors, the silicone sprays, and you can get some dry spray. I would not use a graphite. That's what they do on hinges and leaves that black stuff everywhere. It's going to get on your fingers.
Right.
And
okay. So silicone spray
stuff.
On that.
Yeah, I would use silicone. And that's what we use in garage tracks and rollers because they don't pick up the dirt.
Okay. While I have you, let's get back. Just a real quick question on the electricity from the previous caller.
Yes.
I'm paying 12 to 14 cents kilowatt hour. That's total cost. That's energy efficiency, fuel recovery, and everything. That sounds like pretty reasonable rate then, based on what
you're
telling me.
You could do better than that. With all the fees on top, you're paying about 8.5 cents to 9 cents a kilowatt hour. You could have it down to about 7.5. So you could knock it down 1.5 points, and it would be worth it for you to do it if you can get out. It depends what you're doing and what your fee is to get out and when it's time to shop. Or are you on a plan at all, or are you just going month to month?
No,
if that's
we are
the case,
not
you
on
could
a contract.
Shop.
This is just straight energy, straight billing.
Oh, well, then go to powertochoose.org and switch it. You could have it switched in today, Sunday. You could have it switched by Thursday. You don't have to do a thing except fill it out, and you can probably knock it down. Right now is a good time to shop. You can knock it down to 7.5 to 8 cents, and you're paying around 9. It'll be down around 11.5 to 12 cents, not the 14 total.
Okay. Well, that's the reason I ask you. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you too. And you go ahead and switch it now. You're in good shape. If you want to play with it a couple of weeks until you feel comfortable, do that too. Trifection is a company you call when you want to remodel. And kitchens are the name of the game this year. I talked to Jeff yesterday. He's out at the Berry Center. They're trying to get me a key to run their forklift, and somebody took the key home, so I didn't get to do it. I was kind of disappointed because I haven't been on a forklift in a few months. I like running them. But as far as that goes, they're running the charity event out there for the GHBA, the Remodeling Council. It's a great idea. And when I say out there, it's at the Berry Center with the home show. But Jeff at Trifection, he's really sharp and really good at what he does. He's real calm. He's the nicest guy in the world, and he gets the job done. In fact, he's lining up a job to do for me here in the next couple of weeks. It's a small job in my studio. I'm remodeling my radio studio in my house, and I only go to the people I trust, and Jeff at Trifection is who I trust. And he'll just sit there and quietly smile, and he'll get it done for me. I said, "You want me to sign the contract?" "I don't sign anything. I just want to make sure you wanted to do it and agreed on the price." And I said, "Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get it done." But he's just a nice guy, and he has all, and it's more than being nice. He knows what he's doing, and he's got all the people in line. He's got the full team. He's a team builder, and that's really important in our business, and it doesn't happen a lot. But as far as Trifection, kitchens seem to be the big thing now, although if it's bathrooms and laundry rooms and cabinets, and they do everything custom in their cabinet shop, you name it, they'll build it for you, install it. They do it at Trifection. Room additions, they can do it. But kitchens seem to be the hot ticket right now. So whatever your remodel job is, call tomorrow and get lined up, because you know why? It's going to fill up quick, and then everybody's going to want a new kitchen in September so they can have Halloween and Thanksgiving and stuff. It's too late to do a real good kitchen like that. You've got to give them some time. And you need to go out, and you got some work to do. You got to pick out countertops, appliances, plumbing fixtures, floor covering, backsplashes, tile, paint color, cabinets, hardware. See, it doesn't go. It's a big job. So start now with a call to Trifection, 281-KITCHEN.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Keep it running. If you have a call, call me, 281-833-3333. I should say, if you have a question, call me, 281-833-3333. Let's talk to Belinda. Belinda, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, good morning, Tom. Good morning. We're having siding. We have a one-story home. We're having siding, hardy siding, and painting done. And we do have an experienced contractor. When they do the gables, they said that we don't need those gable vents up there because the soffit runs all the way underneath, you know, on the hardy all around the fascia. And then we do have ridge vents. So,
the
gable vents down.
I agree. I'd get rid of the gable vents for sure.
Oh, okay, good.
Unless you just want them for looks.
No.
No. I think, in fact, gable vents were used primarily in the 60s and 70s because there was no other type of venting they had, so they had to come up with something. And they're antiquated, and they don't really work very well, and they do destroy. If they're going to do perforated soffits or soffit vents,
yeah,
and ridge vents, that's what you want to have happen. In fact, you encourage people to get rid of or block behind it gable vents when you do actually ridge vents and soffit vents. So they're right.
Okay.
You get rid of them.
Oh, great. That answers my question. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a simple question. I have a piece of property that has those perforated ones. I have one that has the continuous soffits that they didn't have the perforated when I did it. Hardy had a lot of development over a very short period of time with the trim and this and perforated soffits and stuff. And when I rebuilt the house after the fire that I'm in now, they didn't have any of that. I had to use cedar and stuff. And now I'm paying the price 25 years later. I got to replace some of the wood around the windows and the weed eaters from the people have been eating it up. I got to replace some of that. I'll be replacing it with Hardy, but it's more difficult. Anyway, Abacus Plumbing can take care of all your plumbing needs. You can count on them to get the job done. And now they have a new deal, which for a lot of homeowners, you like this stuff. It's called their VIP program. And if you join the VIP program, you'll be able to have them come out and do the maintenance and take care of any of the issues. And they'll go through all of it because there's a whole bunch of stuff that's included in that program. Because one of the things some people don't do, but most of my listeners do, but there might be a few of you that might feel comfortable or maybe get it for your mother who has a house or something like that, is they don't maintain it. And they wait till everything breaks down and then it gets so much more expensive to fix. So take a look at that. But the most important thing is if you need a plumber, if your sewage is backed up, if your garbage disposal is not working, you have no hot water, I don't care what it is. When it comes to plumbing, it's Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them. I have a simple problem that's going to cost me some money, but I don't want to do it. I need both of my shutoff valves to my house replaced because they don't close all the way. They're really old and they're all corroded. And during the freeze, I notice it because they won't close and they'll keep dripping a little bit. And I can't afford to have my pipes freeze. So this summer, it'll be before August, I will have those replaced with a good quality ball valve. And then I won't have to mess with that again. But that's what they're there for. Those are the kind of things they can help you with. That's Abacus Plumbing. Give them a call at 713-PLUMBING. And find out more about the VIP plan, if that helps you, and if you need them. I mean, if you call them and you say, hey, I need this fixed right now, and by the way, Tom mentioned the VIP, they're probably going to mention it to you anyway. Or you can see it on their website at homeshowradio.com and find out what it's all about. It might be perfect for you.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. Thank you.
Yeah, so I got a house. We just finished building it in 2019, and we have some windows upstairs in my daughter's room. Always have problems with them. So when the wind is blowing exceptionally hard, we can hear the wind whistling through the window, and we've held, you know, paper and stuff up, and we can see the wind moving. We've had a couple folks come out, take a look at it. They said, look, everything's on track. Everything seems to be sealing okay. They can't really find an issue with it. And, of course, you know, in the summer it gets really hot in our room. Winter gets really cold. And we've just resorted to putting the plastic sheeting over her windows to help provide a little bit more insulation up there. I'm trying to figure out if there's another way that we can troubleshoot or realign things to figure it out if some window companies haven't been able to figure out what's going on.
Is it a horizontal slider?
It is a horizontal slider. Oh, no.
Yeah, you have to have the, huh?
No, so it's vertical. It just goes up and down.
Oh, it goes up and down. Okay. Yeah. Is it? What's the frame made out of? Is it a vinyl window?
It is a vinyl window, yes, sir.
Yeah, and when you put this paper on there because you feel a draft, is it in the wintertime that you feel it, or is it just when the wind blows?
It's primarily, like, we can tell a lot when the wind is blowing. I haven't tried to do it when it's still outside, but when the wind is blowing
okay,
really
but,
hard,
but
we can,
yeah,
we can see
the
it.
Reason I ask is if it's in the wintertime when it's cold out, you get an internal draft around windows that will blow paper. So that's why if it's happening in the summertime, it probably wouldn't do it. But in the wintertime, if that's when you're checking it, it does. A window is not going to help that room being hot or cold. You need to address that with your air conditioning system. As far as the quality of the window, I don't know if anybody can do anything about it except replace it with a different type of window if you want to do that. There's no way you're going to fix that particular window if it has a problem, but it doesn't sound like it does. It just sounds like it's the quality of that particular window. And as far as her room being uncomfortable, that's going to be distribution on your AC system because every room in a house has a different load on it, and that one apparently sounds like it probably is on the north side because of the winds. And so I could
it
be
is.
Wrong, but that's what I think you're happening is that's going to be a difficult room to stay acclimated with the rest of the house. And if you feel a draft in front of a window in the wintertime, it's because the heat is sucking out so fast. You get a conveyor belt of air that's moving up and down inside the room because air doesn't go through the glass and it usually doesn't go around the edge. It's usually because of the inefficiency of the window and the glass itself.
Perfect. Well, I'm not going to go and replace all the windows, so
no,
we'll just work on
no.
balancing.
I haven't heard of the plastic on the inside in a long time. We used to do that up north all the time. That was pretty good. I haven't heard you let buddy bring that up in years, but it does
yeah,
kind of help. There's actually a window you can have on the inside. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I used to do up in Lake Placid, New York. Yeah, Lake Placid, New York, where I lived. That's exactly what people would do. Ah, that's funny. Anyway,
right.
Yeah, and have your air conditioning checked. When you have it checked this year, if you're going to have it checked, tell them this room is not staying the same temperature. It should be within 1 or 2 degrees. They might have to put a return air in or get some more volume of going into that particular room so at least your daughter is comfortable and you're not playing a thermostat game to keep her comfortable.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck to you. And windows can only do so much. Ideal Roofing can do a lot for you if you discovered you had a hailstorm at your house this last couple of weeks. Man, I had a lot of people come, not a lot, but I think two or three yesterday when I was at the home show doing the show live and talking to me afterwards that discovered a lot of hail. One guy, it was funny, he reminded me of me. He said, I said, did you get pictures? And he looked at me really funny and said, well, I thought I was getting a video, but apparently I turned it off, and I turned it on when I turned it off, and I put it in my pocket, so I have a video of me of my phone in my pocket. So he was a little upset about that. But going through the insurance company, what you do is you call your agent. You have your agent come out. You have them do an inspection. Then if they say, yeah, you got some damage, you're going to go ahead and call roofers, local roofers, roofers that you're going to want to use. Call Ideal Roofing. They're one of the roofers I want you to call. And have them give you a bid on fixing your roof. Don't sign anything from any of the roofers running into town. Chad said he counted 7 different roofers the day of the hailstorm over in Greatwood. You got to be really, really careful. Some of them might be okay, but you got to be really careful. You want local roofers, and you don't ever want to sign a piece of paper. You don't have to sign anything to have them go up on the roof and check it. Ideal Roofing has a drone. They'll check it with the drone, which gives it a better inspection than even a walking inspection will do. In fact, it'll document everything. If you have to return it into your insurance company, talk to them about that. Ideal Roofing, the best roofer in town and the ones that are here to stay with the best warranties in the business. 713-896-1122.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Back to the calls. Let's talk to Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
I sent a question into your website this week. I didn't get a chance to listen to you earlier in the day, see if you answered it. But I'm trying to find somebody to clean my gutters, and you used to recommend custom gutters over in Katy, I believe it is. But they don't come down to Clear Lake anymore. Is there anybody else as far as gutter cleaning or gutter installation that you recommend now?
Well, I just had mine kind of blown out and cleaned by Ideal Roofing. They did a roof maintenance, a yearly maintenance on it. I don't do it every year. I do it like every 4 years. So right. You might call them and see if they'll come out and do it and just blow all the leaves off the roof and check the flashing, caulk little things. They'll do a roof maintenance on there, which will include getting the gutters cleaned out too. So there's one option for you. I don't know of anybody that just cleans gutters. I know that you know, a lot of gutter companies might. I just don't know of one personally.
Okay. But you did used to recommend custom gutters, I think, right?
Oh, they were great. That's who put the gutters on the front of my house. I don't know how big he is. I know he was COVID hit them really hard and the drought. And so they had to pull back their business a lot. So I think he did cut back on his area that he worked and things like that. He was real big. And then COVID made the business change a lot. And he was one of the people. And for some reason, the COVID days and the drought that happened there, he had to cut his business back. So he probably cut back his area of work.
Well, I think so I have my gutters, one area under a huge oak tree.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think the slant is correct on, you know, the angle on it. It doesn't drain.
Well, then,
the way
you know what? Ideal Roofing does do gutters. So if they can't come out to your area, the custom gutters, and I would call them if they would come out, I'd say go ahead and use them. They were great people. Jimmy was awesome. But you can call Jim Hardwick, who's the other Jimmy, who owns Ideal Roofing. They install gutters. They have gutter machines, and they take care of that too. So if they need to be dropped and reset, then that might be something that needs to be done.
Okay, so Ideal Roofing.
They certainly will send somebody out and consult with you and say, yeah, we can do this, this, and this, and here's what it'll cost.
Okay.
So
do you have a number on those guys?
I do. I memorized that. They've been here with me since 1990. 713-896-1122.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. I hope it works out for you, because you might want to have your little roof maintenance done on it too, because it's a good idea if your roof's old. It'll make it last 10 years. If I have to replace my roof, it's $25,000. I'm going to do a roof maintenance. In fact, I owe him some money. He never sends me the invoice on time, and then he calls me later and said, hey, man, you owe me some money. I said, you never gave me an invoice. It's like, I got to get on Jim. I'll note to self, call Jim tomorrow. I doubt he's listening today. All right, Cutting Edge Tile Removal is somebody I really want to share with you about what they do. I have a friend, and she should have known better, and she should have called me, and she didn't. She's remodeling her home, and I saw a post that she put on Facebook. She will remain nameless. And she talked about all the dust. They were in there, and she showed pictures of people taking out the old tile, and they were using the old flat bars and the square-headed chisels. And she said, and there's dust everywhere throughout the house. And I thought to myself, oh, it's too late for me to tell her now. But Cutting Edge Tile Removal would have done the whole house in one day, and there would have been totally dustless. They don't do those kind of removal. They have machinery that does it and sucks all the dust, all the chips, all the everything. They take it all with them, and it's all done quickly. And when they leave, it's like, wow, was this floor always just a concrete floor, nice and clean and ready to go? And so I don't want that to happen to you if you're listening right now. If you're going to remove tile from your floor for any reason, and you have tile, stone, sawtio, quarry, I don't care what it is, and take it off the floor, or even for glued down wood floors and other things, you want to know about Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They will come in and take it all out with their proprietary equipment that they invented. It's now being used all over the country, but they invented this, and they're here in Houston. They started in Houston, and it's dust-free, dustless. You pick the word, either or the two words, I don't care. They have no dust left in the house. Now, it doesn't mean there's not dust. There's yellow and dust and dark dust and white dust, and there's all kinds of dust. It's very a diversified industry of dust. And it all goes into their truck, and it all goes away with them. So they take it. What they do with it's not your problem. They dispose of it properly, I'm sure. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. Watch the videos. Look at what they have to offer. And don't go through what my friend went through with all the dust in her house that she's going to be dealing with for the next 10 years. You won't, because you're going to call Cutting Edge Tile Removal, and you can find them at homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Aquatex Kinetica Water Systems.
Better water flows from better thinking. Circle Saw, the tools you need from professionals who know them best.
Houston Powder Coaters. Don't buy new. Renew your outdoor patio furniture. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at HomeShowRadio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let me just remind everybody that today, right now, I think the doors open at 11 today, so let's say in 6 minutes, if they already open, if you go over there, they'll just let you in. It's pretty loose and laid back. It's at the Barry Center. It is the last of the home shows. It's going on today till I think 5 o'clock, and the doors are open now. And it's free to get in. It's free parking, and it is the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show. It's a small show. Like all of Tony's shows are like neighborhood shows, so you can go in and get in and out in about an hour. You can see some and talk to some nice people about remodeling and pools and spas. In fact, Clean and Clear Pools, they have a spa out there. They're going into the above-ground spa business too, so they had a great demand for it. They can talk to you about remodeling your pool if you want. They have a booth out there. And our Shelf Genie lady, Linda, who I think is doing it. Well, I know she did a talk yesterday. I don't know if there's going to be one today, but they'll hand you the menu when you get in there. She has her display up, and you can see all about what Shelf Genie does, and it's impressive how they organize your house. So I even told her she's really pleased with the response she's getting from you, my listeners. And so I was glad about that because I was concerned. When I get a new certified home show pro, I check them out, and they're fantastic like she is. And she has the Denver area, the Houston area, all of Texas. She's well into this. It's a great outfit she's put together and a team. But I'm always concerned, how do I sell visual on radio? How do I tell people about this incredible organization system? Well, you can go see it at the home show over there, the Home and Outdoor Living Show for Sci-Fair over at the Barry Center, and you can take a look at it. You're going to go, wow, I need this. It's pretty darn impressive. And she was on an interview with me yesterday, and she said, we talked about the little home, the tiny home, which I'm fascinated by. Well, it's a perfect thing for that also. If you're going to reside your home, I want you to call my friend Bill Jacks at Advanced Home Exteriors, the company that has this down. Advanced Home Exteriors is one of the best installers of the Hardy. I could say the best. They have decades of experience. They have crews that have been with them forever. They've got the whole team over there that takes care of everybody. They've got it all. And they want you to know that they don't install vinyl. They don't install wood. They install the Hardy siding system on existing homes. They'll take off your old siding, put on the new siding. That's what they do. And you're going to get an Elite Preferred install quality because they're an Elite Preferred installer certified by the Hardy people. You're going to get a certified Home Show Pro quality because they're certified by me, the Home Show Pro. And I'm Tom Tynan, and I certify all my people. And when I know them as long and as well as I do with Bill, I know I'm just assured you're going to get the best job. That's Advanced Home Exteriors. You can find them and everybody at homeshowradio.com. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.